Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. We are at the Grizzly Jig Show and we tracked down Chris Mann. He's never been on the show, so I'm really excited. I know that we were down Grenada one time and we were fishing, but we were yelling from boat to boat, so I never really got to get in the boat with you. Tell us what you do in the fishing industry.
Well, Brad, I've been around for a while. I'm going to date myself here. We started fishing, my dad and I did, fishing the Crappie USA Tournament Trail way back in 2007. And, prior to that, I'd fished all my life. And, it kind of got me started in the tournament fishing scene with crappie tournaments. And then about 7 years ago, I went to work for Crappie Magnet as the director of pro staff and advertising for that company. And continued to chase the tournament trail, that scene.
Right.
And, blessed to have a lot of good sponsors in the industry. So work a lot of events for those sponsors and travel around. And so just been around the crappie scene for a lot of years now.
Well, we're lucky in the fact that we can pick your brain a little bit about fishing in Kentucky because you're from Kentucky and you spend a lot of time fishing in Kentucky. If you could name the top three places to go crappie fishing in Kentucky, where would it be?
Right now, I'd have to say I love to fish Barkley Lake. It's always going to be on my top three list. I just love it out there. Great fishery. You can fish shallow, fish deep. You can fish any kind of technique you want out there. Great fishery. I like really well right now Green River Lake in Campbellsville, Kentucky is fishing lights out, about as good as any body of water in the country. The weights there for tournaments, what it took to win a few years ago was 7 pounds. They had a tournament here about 3 weeks ago. It took 13 and a half pounds to win that on seven fish. So it's just really come on, that fishery has. And probably the other one would be Lake Cumberland. I love Lake Cumberland in Kentucky, down around Monticello and Somerset, Kentucky. Just a great highland reservoir.
That's a real clear reservoir, too, isn't it? That's deep. How do those crappie? Tough biting?
They react a lot different there. A lot of those fish suspend there. Right. They'll get on laydowns and cover and stay there all year. A lot of our fisheries, it's got different options for crappie to go. They don't like to stay on a laydown all year, but they may be, on a laydown all year long. Right. So just fish is different. A lot more finesse-y style fishing there than other fisheries. And I've just noticed over the years, it seems like when you get good at fishing those upland, clear water reservoirs, you can go about anywhere in the country and be successful.
Fish. Yep. Yes, sir. So let's talk about techniques, because I know you use B&M rods, and so is there a rod that you favor, or is there a technique that you also like?
Yeah, we're so my dad and I always talk about, when I say we, I'm talking about my dad and I.
His first name is
Terry.
Yeah, we got to give him some credit,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, Terry, man. He's a legend, and my dad's just, fished a lot of years, and so he and I, partner fish these tournaments. And what I love to, my go-to rod over the years, probably 90% of the fishing I've done in the last 6 years, I'd say, has come with a B&M Sharpshooter 55. So it's a 5 foot and a half rod. And I love it, primarily made for shooting docks, but I like to vertical jig with that rod. It has a great feel for vertical jigging. I can also shoot docks if we come to one, I need to. But I use that for most of my tournament fishing. We've really leaned heavily the last year or so as we're finding these fish get more finicky. I don't know if that's because of the pressure with live scope or what we got going on there. But we're finding ourselves having to go to more and more finesse-y type techniques to catch fish. Right. And I've really relied heavily last year on that TCB rod that's made by B&M. So it's got a great feel, great casting rod. So I can use really light line. I'm using sometimes 2 pound test on that.
Wow.
Yep. So some of these real clear water fisheries, you just dial that drag back and let that rod do the work. So
Wow.
Those are probably my two right now to go to. I also use B&M makes a variety of longer poles, you know, or Bucks graphite jig poles, BGJPs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're making those now in 16, 18 foot,
right.
You know, that you can reach out there and long pole those fish if you need to.
I've done that. It's yeah. Absolutely a ball. It's
yes,
fun
it
to
is.
Catch one on one that's way out there
yeah.
and start catching them that way. So if you're using just 2-pound test and stuff, people want to know what you're using for lures. Everyone wants to know what people use for lures.
Yeah.
Break it down into clear water where you're fishing on Cumberland, and then maybe Kentucky Lake or Barkley where you got more color to it. What would you use?
Yeah, you know, and I know this. A lot of these things are so much information out there, you know, that people can get their hands on nowadays. So I know
uh-huh.
a lot of people kind of probably already anticipate what I'm going to say. But, you know, a lot of these fisheries that are super clear water, we have to downsize those baits and go with really natural colors for
uh-huh.
those fish. So, you know, I like to use, we've just come out, Crappie Magnet has with the new tungsten eye hole jig head. They're
right.
1/16 ounce. I got the diameter about a 32nd ounce. And, you know, I love to use those kind of jigs to get down there, super small profile.
Right.
A lot of our clear water fisheries, you'll notice they're dominated by black crappie
yep.
Most of the time.
And yep.
that, you know, that black crappie fishery really, you need that finesse style, you know, in that black crappie. So we'll downsize to the hair jigs and things that those fish really, you know, they,
right.
they gear toward. So
and not really using a trailer on that. Hair jig?
No, it seems like if you use a trailer or use anything that it kind of takes away from that jig, the fish have a tendency to gear toward that, whatever it is. And I'll give you this, for instance.
Okay.
So many times before the tungsten eye hole came out, I would use a Popeye jig, just a really small chicken.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, that little yeah. Popeye. And I would put a number 7 split shot above that. I got to noticing that, you know, just throwing out an arbitrary number here, but 30-40% of the time, the fish would key in on that sinker. Instead
oh, wow.
of going to the jig, they would go to the
right.
sinker and hit it. I've noticed, you know, if you can take any other thing that would distract that fish in clear water out of the picture, you're better off. So with this tungsten eye hole, now I can throw it, get the same weight that I had with that number
right.
7, get it down there and the fish eat it instead of trying to eat the sinker. So,
is there a color before you change over to more stained or dirtier water? Is there a color on that tungsten jig head that you found? Like
yeah.
that's what's your favorite color, I should say?
Probably my favorite in really clear water. I like a blue and white really well.
Okay.
It's almost like a royal blue with a white stripe in it.
Right.
I also like a color a lot of people have been calling gray ghost, which is kind of a, you know, it's a real shad looking color.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, like that as well. Those are probably my two favorites, you know, go-tos.
Okay. And then if we're going over to that more dirty water, what are you yeah. going to switch to for a lure? And are you going to have a trailer?
Yeah, I've noticed with the muddier water, sometimes, you know, a bigger profile, you can get by with that a lot better. You definitely get by with a lot brighter colors.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, that's preferred. You know, blacks and chartreuses, great color to go with. The reason why, and I try to get people to, you know, I'll talk to them about this all the time when I fish with folks, is, you know, if crappie's eyes are on the top of its head, the light penetration's coming from above them,
right.
then the things that they see, they don't always see the actual object as much as they might see the shadow of that object.
Right.
And the darker you put that out there, the more shadow that it's going to cause because,
uh-huh.
you know, the light's not penetrating that lure, that black
right.
lure. It's creating a shadow. The fish see it and go to it. So black and chartreuse is great. Like your orange chartreuse colors is great. Yellow and chartreuse has been a really good color for me over the years.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, that's actually, if someone said tomorrow you have two colors you got to use from here on, it'd be yellow chartreuse and black and chartreuse.
That wow.
Really had luck all over the country, you know, fishing tournaments so
right.
with those colors. So.
So tell us about the best day you've ever had out crappie fishing. What would be the best day that you ever had? Doesn't have to be during a tournament.
Yeah.
Just out there fishing and you couldn't do anything wrong.
Well,
and I know you've had days like that.
Yeah,
so
we're blessed, Brad, you know, over the years, you know, traveling around and fishing a lot of really good fisheries and fishing
uh-huh.
some of the best times of the year. You know, and I just say this, we're blessed to get to do this, you know, and have the equipment and the knowledge right. and the health. And we catch a lot of fish around. But I'll have to say probably the best day of fishing that I've ever had that I enjoyed more than any was fishing a tournament down on Old Hickory Lake a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And my dad and I just had a banner day. I caught a fish. It was 326.
On Old Hickory?
Yeah, on Old Hickory during a tournament.
Wow.
And ended up catching over a 15-pound bag there on a 7-fish limit, which at that time was kind of unheard of for that
right.
lake. And
wow.
It was, you know, really... We really blew it out, and we pretty much knew it. You know, one of the right. rare tournaments where you're like, I mean, I don't see anybody coming in a bag like this. And it was just a really blessed day, and, you know, got to experience it with my dad. So it's cool.
Yep. So give us a couple tips for crappie fishing. If we're going out there crappie fishing and we need to, you know, we need to grab a lure.
Yep.
What do we grab?
Yeah, what would be your go-to? I think it's hard to go wrong with an 1/8 ounce.
Okay.
1/8 ounce jig heads are kind of that sweet spot to me. They're not too heavy, not too light.
Right.
You know, gets down there and lets you, you know, really maximize your time. There's so much of this when you're using these super small lures, you're wasting time as they're falling sometimes. So if a fish will aggressively hit a 1/16 or an 1/8,
right.
I'm going to go with that, you know, the whatever allows me. So 1/8 ounce jig head, can't go wrong with the original crappie magnet. Of course, I'm partial to them, you know, working
right.
for the company, but I truly believe we've fished that all over the country and been successful. So I'd go with original crappie magnet. Mix your colors up. You know, don't be scared to change out colors. They will make a difference sometimes. So that's what I would say. One good tip that I would say that people should focus on is right line diameter.
Uh-huh.
I think people fish too heavy a line many times. It slows
yeah.
slows the fall rate of your bait down, which can be good. You may want that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But the majority of time, I think that that especially clear water fisheries, people use too large a diameter line, and it costs them. You know,
what do you use, braid, or are you pro braid, or are you pro fluorocarbon, or is there something? Is yeah. it mono your game?
I will say yes, all those
all right.
things. I use
yeah.
Use all of them in the right application. Braid line, you know, some I'll use sometimes when I'm using a long pole.
Right.
To go with braid. When I'm just my everyday average fisherman, I'm using monofilament, and I'll usually use 4 or 6 pound monofilament.
Uh-huh.
When I get real finicky bites, I go down to normally, you know, 4 to 6 monofilament, and then I'll use a fluorocarbon leader.
Wow.
A lot of times, you know, 2 foot of fluorocarbon leader oftentimes is enough of that. And I'll usually use that in 2 or 3 pound test fluorocarbon. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Is there a brand that you're using in line?
There is. I use the SOS line
okay.
That Crappie Magnet makes. So it's
all right.
a 4 and 6 pound test.
And they have that in fluorocarbon?
Yeah, they have a fluorocarbon leader as
uh-huh.
well. So, yeah.
All right. So also give us... if they could only buy one fishing pole, what poles should they buy? They're going crappie fishing, and they may or may not have forward-facing technology.
Yeah. I'll tell you, B&M, it's hard to go wrong with a BGJP. That's a Bucks graphite jig pole.
Uh-huh.
They make it in a variety of lengths, everything from
right.
8 feet all the way up to 20 feet long. They've got a really good feel to them for guys that like the vertical jig. They're great. You can get by with them for casting, you know, if you need to,
right.
something in the shorter lengths. They're good. If you like to float fish, you know, you can get some length out there on it.
Right.
That's a pretty good multi-purpose, you know, tool, like the Swiss Army knife of
right.
rods.
Exactly.
Yeah. They also make a Bucks spinning rod. That is a very underrated rod. I think the longest length they make it in is 7.5 feet.
And that one's affordable. Like
that
is definitely in the wheelhouse of buying one. You can yep. buy two of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Great affordable rod and just great multi-purpose and good feel.
So. All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. So anything you're out there trying to catch, everything from crappie to walleye, my goodness, bass, you name it, they got something that'll catch them. It's also sponsored, Tackle Time sponsored by B&M Poles. B&M Poles has a complete line of rods, anything from all the ones that we just got done talking about for crappie fishing, but they got catfish rods and they got trout rods and brim rods and you name it. They got a rod that you can catch a fish. That's and right. And they probably will have a technique specific rod that you can find. So you can find them at bnmpole.com. Chris, if they want to find out more about you, are you on the internet? Are you out there?
Yes, sir. They can follow me on Chris Mann. That's KRISMANN. Yep. I'm on Facebook. And then I've also got a page on Instagram called Chris Mann Fishing. They can follow there and just kind of follow along on the fishing adventure. So
there you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lure's in the water.